Is this thing on?
Katie's a mess.
Jeffrey, they are the titles. They've been the titles for a little while. I did watch last week's show. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am back. Welcome to Uncensored Radio's UCR Live for another week. I know. I think Jeff and Vera have breathed a sigh of relief that, you know, it was good. You guys did well without me.
Luke's
finger trying to
let me pull it up. Oh wait, that's the wrong theme song. I'm like, wait a minute, no, that's not it.
That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right at all.
Too bad it wasn't on,
because neither of our dumbasses could have done it.
Hello, Dumpsy, back again.
That's not true. I'm capable. I'm just not the one.
He's not that girl, ladies and gentlemen. He is not that girl. So yeah, I am coming at you live from Las Vegas tonight. This is
tell us all about it. What'd you see? Who'd you blow?
What did I see? I went. The first night I did nothing. I had a bit of a relaxation because I've been on the go in the UK, which is why I wasn't on the show last week for the first time in who knows when. I was trying to fight with a very unagreeable internet connection in a converted town. Like it used to be one of those big row houses that had been turned into a hotel. So the internet wasn't great. I was in your neck of the woods. Yes.
And so was Christopher, and you wouldn't go see him. You were quite the bitch, I heard.
I did. No. Christopher Cox, one of our beloved Australian viewers, only told me where he was literally the day after I got there, because he's like, I'm in Birmingham. I was like, okay, cool. And then he's like, oh, we went to this. I went, oh, okay. So I was in my hotel room. But that's okay. I was very, very busy. I ended up, I stayed with friends to start off with. Started with friends to stay with. And then in London, I had three nights and I was like, bam, bam, bam. Went and saw a theatre show. Went and what did I do the other night?
You saw ABBA.
We went to ABBA.
That's awesome.
It was crazy. You would have, like, I was like, how real can these holograms be?
Yeah, how real were they?
Crazy. At the end, they come out as the age they are now. I thought they were really there. That's how realistic it looked. I was like, holy fuck. My friend Stefan, she was like, calm down, girl. She got a bit like, verklempt about it, because we were joking about it when I was in Australia. Like, we should go do it. And then I was staying at her house and she's like, do you still want to go to ABBA? I'm like, suppose. And she's like, she went to work and she's like, I bought the tickets. I'm like, okay, cool. So we went. So
was it packed?
Yes. Oh my God. So that show has a purpose-built arena.
Yeah.
Purpose-built arena just for that show. And there's a little like shipping container village that has a hotel and bars and like food places all in this little area, and that show apparently makes no, it's just it's on the outskirts down near the water, so near Canary Wharf. That show apparently makes $20 million a week.
Wow.
It was only supposed to run for 2 years. It was only supposed to run for 2 years, but it's like, nah, I think that one's well and truly going to be.
I feel like if they do one with ABBA, why don't they do one with Queen?
I feel like, as we talked to AI and stuff before, I think this is literally, I think it's the way of the future. Like, I can imagine people like the Spice Girls or something will do it. Like, you know, these people are lazy.
If you can do it and you don't have to go tour yourselves anymore, you can
and you get the money.
Children. Well, I mean, if you're not going to do it before, you need this specially built holographic arena. It's not like you can take this on tour.
Right. Could you imagine?
You can. Like, there's talk about them taking it and go and setting it, like setting the theater up for XYZ amount of months overseas, but why would, like, obviously, why would you dilute your stream? Everyone's coming to London to see it, because, and the age mix was crazy. Like, there were, like, people, probably teenagers to, like, older grandparents. It was all over the place.
I would see it. But I'm not going to go to London.
I would go see it.
And then I went to a concert as well, and then I went out to the country to visit lovely Lisa, our British correspondent, and I was very, very well behaved, because last time I was with Lisa, I was not well behaved, and we drank ourselves into oblivion. But it was lucky that I arrived on a Saturday, Sunday, and she had to go back to work. So we saved ourselves. Next time might not be so lucky, because I think her wedding's coming up next year. So that could be dangerous. But how is everyone? Jeffrey, how have you been, my love?
That face
is old.
Man.
I'm so tired.
Oh God, Jeffrey.
I want a nap and a sedative.
Ooh, I got a couple.
And a sedative.
Like, where's Bill Cosby when I need him? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd love to go hang out with him.
You want a popsicle real bad?
I really fucking do. I just want to lose so goddamn bad tonight. You don't even know.
Oh, it just seems like a good time.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Then when you can't wake up tomorrow and your kids are jumping on you.
You need that.
I mean, I would hope somebody that would include a babysitter. Like, if you're going to drug me. Like, it really bothers me. Somebody was complaining. I can't remember who it was. They were just bitching about, this one time I got roofied. And I was like, listen, bitch. Stop fucking complaining. I was so, so touched that I was roofied twice. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least I'm attractive enough that somebody thought that they were going to get something if they had. You didn't have to roofie me. I would have gave it away.
Yeah.
I mean, depending. You know what I'm saying? There's some homely bitches. It wasn't going to work out. But for the rest of my life, I get to know I got roofied twice, bitch. How many times you get roofied, huh, motherfucker?
So this makes up for the fact that the priest never hit on you when you were an altar boy, right?
Right. Well, no, I'm still bitter about that. I'm still bitter about this. $125,000 on the table. I'm still pissed.
I know, right?
I would rather the priest diddled me in the back room than get roofied. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh, 100%.
Beggars can't be choosers, though, Jeff. It's sad. It's sad to say. But
I'd rather be sexually molested than.
As long as there's a payout, you know what I mean? Let's be realistic.
This is so true.
The vivacious Vera, how are you this week?
Good. We finally have an answer to my foot pain. I have what's known as tarsal tunnel. Not
what
tarsal,
the fuck?
Tarsal tunnel, because it's in my foot. We know what's causing it. We just got to get it fixed still. What else has happened?
Does that have something to do with, like, the vagina?
No, it's my ankle.
What the fuck?
I'm thinking like it just sounds like a lack of use in the vagina causes something to tighten in your foot.
No.
Tarsal. The tightness in my foot.
Forced relaxation. Oh, my God. This conversation is harkening back to this week's Uncensored Confessions.
What happened was?
I ended up rewatching that. I was like, wow, slippery when wet, hey? It's not just a bunch of people. It's a way of life. Definitely. For some people.
Some people.
How are you? Christina, how are you?
I am good. You're getting another view of the law office today.
Oh, yes.
Cleaned up, besides my sneaker pile over there. everything's good. Yeah. You know, I can't complain. Work's been fucking insane. That's why I wasn't on last week, just because I had to work on my normal job. Because we changed names. We are no longer the other bank, and now we're a new bank. man. It's crazy. It's just, it's a lot of work, but job security.
Well,
keep those fraudsters coming.
I hope your new bank is successful, and I hope your vagina / foot gets fixed.
You know, I'm actually, I have to say, not only am I upset that I also did not get roofied when I was younger. I mean, because I guess I wasn't as sexy as Jeff. Okay. Honestly, I didn't go out to a lot of clubs. I was fucking all my friends, so everybody knew that I would fuck yes. I really didn't.
You need the roofies.
Selective. You gotta be selective.
They called her the SS Sure Things.
We should have her on that one show. What I don't know what we did with Dakota there. In Madison, that was filthy. Something, whatever the fuck it was. And I told the story about what I did on the dance floor with a kid. And I'm not telling that story again. You can go find that episode. It's somewhere out there.
But everyone's been guilty of the dance floor.
OnlyFans, right?
I'll do anything. I'll tell you anything. You ask me a question,
She did come clean. Yeah, she did. She came clean on Uncensored Confessions as well. She was all about that life. It's all good. It was good. I feel a rant about Poppers coming on.
Tommy.
Interesting.
Poppers made me
interesting. It's a good time.
When I was just a lad, I heard that anal sex was bad. I heard that it was a dirty, rotten sin. But then I learned from other guys that no matter what the size, there's a simple trick to help you take that. Squeak, sniffle, poppers, helps up. Never mind.
What this song is that?
That's our first.
The popper song, go look it up on YouTube. It's a Mary Poppins parody to the Spoonful of Sugar.
Spoonful of Sugar song.
And it's all about taking it up the ass. With poppers. It's fantastic. Like, quick, let me take a sniff. And it's like, quick, stick something in my, it's like a South Park, like, oh my God. It's fabulous.
Dear Lord.
Oh, it's wonderful.
All the good stuff.
Goodness.
What a wonderful segue, because there was supposed to be someone joining me here in Sin City, but she's stuck closer to Vera and Jeff. I can't imagine who that is.
Where is she?
So here she is with this week's
hot load of hot topics.
Where is she?
I got stood up. She's in New York.
By me?
Yeah.
She's in the city?
New York.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'd love to fucking hang out with her.
Flying solo. Be careful what you wish for.
You just fucked up, yo. I want to live a good life. I'm going out Saturday night.
Oh, she's going out. But will you be keeping
next Saturday.
Will you be keeping your hands to yourself? Or will you be like the reach around Republican?
Oh, who's this?
Lauren.
She said, who's this?
Lauren.
Now, shit.
Should we go on the roller coaster ride that has been Lauren Bobert? So she was ejected.
Is she gonna be handsy with everybody?
Ejected from Beetlejuice the Musical last week, and that was the story because she was allegedly vaping and being disruptive. Cut to the evidence
that she was
getting a bit handsy with her new date. And she was actually ejected.
She vaped inappropriate behavior. Face.
Yes, inappropriate behavior. So she came over all sad and repentive. She said, "The past few days have been difficult and humbling. I'm truly sorry for the unwanted attention my Sunday evening in Denver has brought to the community. While none of my actions or words as a private citizen that night were intended to be malicious or meant to cause harm, the reality is they did, and I regret that. There's no," and this is where it gets real fucking weird. Like get off the train. "There's no perfect blueprint going through a public and difficult divorce, which over the past few months has made for a challenging personal time for me and my entire family. I've tried to handle it with strength and grace as the best I can, but I simply fell short of my values on Sunday. That's unacceptable, and I'm sorry."
Jeez, Bobo.
How is it that the two bitches that are over there ringing the bell for moral superiority are both getting fucking divorces, huh? And they're both in the fucking public eye, either at the gym or a fucking play over there diddling some new dude. Fuck off, Malibu Barbie.
He had a
I love
fucking shirt.
Yep, so she was giving him the old HJ love. But do you know, like, the most delicious part, the most, like, the best part is that this guy owns a bar where drag queens perform regularly.
Oh, it's shit.
Like, what bar does he own?
I don't know. He's, I don't know. He's probably just going, oh, God, I picked the wrong chick. But
he had to know who she was. He wasn't born under a rock. We all know who Bobo is.
I want to know what bar he owns because I've been to a bunch of bars in Denver.
Wink shift. I love it.
That's a British thing.
Here's the thing, and I want to make this very clear. I am very down for public hand jobs. Whatever she wants to do would be fine if she wasn't such a fucking hypocrite.
Exactly.
That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that she blames her behavior on divorce.
Oh, whatever. No, bitch. No. You were on the whole...
Why are you getting divorced?
Because you're a fucking...
Maybe if you gave your husband a few hand jobs, he wouldn't have been like flopping it out to teenagers.
You're fucking 17-year-old kid knocking some bitch up. No, excuse me, honey. I don't know you. I didn't mean to call you a bitch. I say that with love. Just terminate you. You know what I'm saying? You're not a bitch.
This woman.
No, not Lauren, the girl.
And that's what makes her behavior a point.
Yeah,
she did it in front of kids. She vaped into their pregnant wounds. You know, she heard loudly screaming, "You know who I am." You know,
with the jizzle over her and stuff. It's like now everyone knows who she is.
Why didn't she go in the bathroom? Like, did she do it? She did it in the seats. I'm sorry, I missed this whole story.
In the theater, while the show was going on.
The show was going on.
While the show was going on.
And he completed?
I don't think so.
He finished?
He completed. Oh, shit.
Okay. Vera's gone black. Vera's doing a Bogart reenactment on herself. She's like, Lauren, stop.
All right.
But her...
popping her boob out of the shirt.
Okay, so she was inside. I'm just getting all my bases covered. She was inside pants, okay? And she was jerking inside the pants?
I assume so.
I sent the video to the room. You gotta go back and watch.
I gotta watch. Of the actual jerking?
Of, like, it was on the camera, whatever they were doing.
It's on the theater camera. We probably can't show it here because... You know, we have a very bad
TV camera.
Can I just say, okay, I want to be Can I be devil's advocate? Because we all love that. Hasn't worse things been done in like movie theaters? You know, like I'm sure worse things have been done in musical theaters too. I mean. Just saying. He was underage or like okay. Somebody else is
I don't care. It's because she tries to be the moral authority. You're going to hell. This one's going to hell. And
gays
are fucking ruining our country. You know, drag queens are fucking destroying the children. The gays are gonna, you know, they're all fucking pedophiles. Like,
right.
And you're doing this in a fucking movie theater. Your fucking kid is 17 and fucking having a baby. And you're over there preaching abstinence and that fucking we got to take out books from classrooms and that people are fucking teaching little kids to have sex in kindergarten. Like, fuck off.
Crazy nutbag,
bitch. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if it was Joe Smo doing it in a movie theater, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Pee-wee
Herman went to jail.
For it's him. Who she was.
It's not even about who she. It's about like you can't.
What she stands for.
If you know what I mean. A priest. If you're fucking out there preaching that you're going to hell, if you don't practice the Bible, if you have sex outside right. marriage, and then you're caught, you know, sucking dick on the corner, you're
yeah.
a fucking hypocrite. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's who this bitch is. She's a hypocrite. Same thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Exactly.
You're a hypocrite. It's like, you know, Trump, again, this is my issue with that man. He's a motherfucking hypocrite. And yeah. people that are like, oh, he's a good Christian man. He's a good family man. He's got four fucking wives. He's not a fucking family man. He's a fucking man-whore. He cheats on every last one of them. He's
oh, my God.
Who the what? No.
It's interesting because I want to pull. She has also very, very quickly backflipped on that. A few days later, she decided to take to social media again and said, "We've just had Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, announce the impeachment inquiry. We're facing a government shutdown and trying to fund the federal government. We have a wide open southern border. And what's the top story? Lauren Boebert gets kicked out of a theater." Oh, nice try.
Someone off.
Nice try. Oh nice God. Try, but yeah. Not so not lies. The swish.
So many yeah. fucking lies. You know?
But the interesting yeah.
If you're so upset about what's going on at the southern border, again, go look into what Trump put in place at the borders. And again, none of us are from this fucking country.
Let's talk about the fact that more people crossed the border under Trump's presidency than since Biden has become president.
But he had a wall, Vera. He had a wall.
Okay, so if we know this is an issue,
a strong wind.
We know we have a problem. What are we going to do about it? Let's put a plan in place then to take care of the people that are coming into the country, because locking them up and separating parents from fucking children is not the goddamn answer. And I don't care if Biden's doing that, Obama, Trump, whoever the fuck, you know, whoever the president is, you're a fucking monster. I don't care who it is. We don't separate parents from their fucking children. And let's also look
at the fact that our fucking economy is rigged on this hidden employment, that these people who come into this country and work for less than minimum wage are the reason that our tomatoes don't cost $8 a quart. And that since they, you know, the immigration has stemmed and people have stopped coming to the country for fear of having their children taken away or being imprisoned or being shipped back to the cartels that they're running away from. Let's talk about the fact that, oh, all of a sudden tomatoes are $8 a quart and everybody's pissed about it. But it has nothing to do with the fact that
oh my God, tomatoes.
They're taking our jobs. Bitch, nobody wants to do the jobs that they were fucking working. Nobody wants those.
Nobody wants it. They in Alabama, they made a point of earmarking state funds to hire resident Americans to pick their carrots. Do you know what happened to the carrots in Alabama?
They would have run into the ground.
The ground. Because the American workforce that was going to get paid to cook those fucking carrots lasted 3 hours.
Yeah, every influencer should have to pick carrots, I feel. That's trade-off.
Yeah, amen.
Imagine if it got your followers. Watch those carrots get picked out of the ground, baby.
Yeah,
you watch that happen. That's the way we need to restructure the world. Maybe like if this is the way we want to live our lives, this is like we have. This is what we have
to
do.
The fact that people imagine walking with your baby and small toddler for hundreds and thousands of fucking miles to try to better their life, and you get to a fucking border and you're told, "Too fucking bad, we don't want you."
Or
and then we're supposed to be the greatest country?
Stuck in a fucking cage.
I just can't even fathom it. But then meanwhile, we're looking at these other third world countries who don't have a pot to piss into their own, and we're telling them, oh, but you got to take the Syrians. You got to take these ones. You got to take that ones because, oh, you got to take them, and we'll give you some money, or we'll give you an army tank, or we'll give you this, or we'll give you that. But you got to take them. But, well, we're not going to take the Mexicans because they're brown. Oh, but the Canadians, they can come in because, you know, they're white.
Oh, listen. Have you been to New York and heard all the Irish accents? You can bet your ass those Irish immigrants don't have green cards. What?
Brian was just down in New York City, and he was at, he fucking lost his mind. Did you see his post? He's like, the amount of homeless people in New York.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
He was so fucking disgusted.
It's bad now.
And I'm like, yeah, we're not taking care of nobody, nowhere. We're not doing nothing. Like, this country is just coming fucking unglued.
We don't have enough budget. We can't. Kevin McCarthy can't pass fucking shit. And Boebert and Tuberville and Marjorie Taylor Greene are holding the entire fucking government hostage because of abortion and because of Trump's inquiry.
I'm not blaming that on Biden. I mean, this is all, we're still snowballing from COVID and from all the shit that's happened. Because, I mean, it's even in the restaurant industry.
And they're
industry,
making it worse.
We're still feeling the effects of all the shit that happened during COVID.
Yes.
I mean, you can't.
You can't get Adderall in this
country. You can't bounce
back.
Children
who are stable Adderall are now being destabilized because the supply chain went so fucking nuts during COVID.
I couldn't get prescription Tylenol. Or, I'm sorry, what is it called? Amoxicillin for my kid. During COVID, it was so bad.
And like, if you take all this away, right? So, when COVID started, Trump was the president, correct? Mm-hmm. And then Trump gave out money to all the Americans, right? Everybody got their little checks, right? So everybody that wanted to get out of work stopped.
Need some more.
Everybody that wanted to go out of work went out of work, especially in like New York, and you know the state gave out money. People left work, and then people didn't go back to work. Now all these places, sure, everybody says, "Oh, there's jobs everywhere. There's jobs everywhere. There's jobs everywhere." But now what's nobody wants to work those jobs because we can't afford to pay them because $17 an hour is not enough to live on.
But $17 an hour isn't what they're making. They're asking them to go back to these jobs, these frontline jobs, putting themselves and their lives in danger for an epidemic that's still not over for like $8.75. Or $11. They're not even willing to pay $17.
Well, in other places, sure. But I mean, you know, I'm talking here.
And you also have to take into account that half a percentage of the American workforce retired rather than put themselves at risk. And another 1.7% of the American workforce fucking died. You're talking about more than 2% of the American workforce.
Well,
one in 20 people who were working in this country before COVID fucking died. And they're still saying COVID is a hoax. They died of cancer. They died of car crashes. They didn't die of COVID. Your government's lying to you. Vaccines make you a magnet and give you 5G. All this fucking misinformation is out there.
I wish it gave me 5G because
the actual problem, which was fucking COVID.
My cell service sucks now.
Yeah, I don't even want to say like the pandemic. I don't want to say people left their jobs. People were like half of them were fired because they had to get vaccinated and they didn't want to, or they said, "Okay, we have to let you go," or it's like, "Well, I'm not coming back because I don't want to get a vaccine," or you know, it was just
it's
bullshit.
It's a lot smaller number than that.
I would have gotten, like, it was mandatory to get a vaccine. And how many nurses? I know that the hospital by me, there was over 3,000 nurses that were fired because of COVID. Like,
if
they lost over 3,000 fucking nurses. That's
one
insane.
Nursing school is how to stop the chain of infection. If you didn't pay attention on day one of nursing school, you just
they let them go.
Fired.
It wasn't anything else but letting them go. They let these nurses go. It wasn't because of COVID. It wasn't because of a vaccine. It wasn't because of the vaccine.
Yeah.
It was before the whole mandate.
I had to have every vaccine under the sun before I was allowed in nursing school. I could not touch a patient until I could prove that I'd been vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, polio, all the fucking diseases that killed people.
Yeah.
And COVID kills people. And these people were unwilling to maintain their chain of infection control.
This was before I had run into some lady, some other pregnant woman in the salon, actually, right before I had my son and or my daughter. One of, I don't fucking, my son. And it was like one of the fucking two. And she said, she goes, they're just letting us go. She goes, I can't even hold my job. She goes, because they're just firing us left and right. Like, I don't know why. It wasn't even, it was before the vaccine was even a mandate, I think, too. COVID? Because before I, no, it was before the vaccine had become, like,
available.
Mandatory to have. Yes. Like, you know how it was like, you had to have the vaccine before you go back to work. Like, before that became a thing, they were letting people go. Because when I went back, it was 6 months after I had my son. So this was at least 7 or 8 months before I definitely had to get a shot in order to go back to work. So this was before I even got my COVID shot.
You're not getting vaccinated. You don't deserve to be licensed.
Shit.
Hot take from Vera. But there's been a lot of break. There's been a lot of things breaking down, you know, since COVID. And a couple of, look, this has been surprising. Well, I don't know. Is it really surprising that Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee Furness broke up?
I mean,
is anyone hugely shocked?
Kind of.
Nah.
You think he's gay? You think that's
that has been the hottest rumor in, well, what you guys have to understand is Hugh was famous here before he was famous over there, and they were together for 27 years.
He was like a teenager when they first met.
Allegedly she has been under she's like one of those Tom Cruise contract wives, you know, that you know, she's,
well, I thought it was interesting that the youngest kid's 18.
That's exactly it. The youngest kid's 18 now, you know, it's like, I wouldn't be so, look, and if he is, more power to you. Imagine if Wolverine came out of the closet. Like, well, that would be huge.
What that would do for so many kids, and
that would be amazing. That would
be great, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. But like, Hugh's always singing a dick. You're like, really, Hugh? Yes, I'm Wolverine. It's like, all right, girl. Sing a dick.
He's just very happy.
The whole he's very good friends with Ryan Reynolds. I hope that they're secret lovers. I'd watch that movie.
No. What about Blake?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would feel bad for Blake Lively.
Blake Lively's hot. Blake Lively could get.
Yeah. So like, please don't let Ryan Reynolds be guy.
She's
Rob McKenney. Isn't that who it is?
Yeah.
Todd McKinney.
Yes. Yeah. Let him be gay and fuck Hugh Jackman.
Oh, well, yeah, look, Hugh.
The guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
It's like Ryan Reynolds, like right-hand man, Mac from Sunny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got confused. Mm-hmm. Never mind. I'm not in my own time zone. It's really upsetting my life. Yeah. Let's,
you're on,
like,
Thursday or Friday.
I know, it feels so weird being at the same time as you guys, almost. But I hope he is. Like,
you're on earlier than we are.
I know, I'm earlier.
He said it before us.
I'm still in the future. Oh, no, I'm in the past.
You're in the past, baby.
We're ahead of you.
Yeah. It's dark, like, out.
It's kind of like I hope it's the kind of same thing where I hope Harry Styles is gay, and I hope that's true. All that, Harry Styles.
I could see Harry Styles being
Louis,
gay.
Louis, like, yeah.
Do we, any of us really need labels? Come on.
I thought he was supposed to be bi. I thought he came out.
If I fell in love with a woman, he won't confirm what's about. Would I have to give up the men that I loved before?
No, but that's interesting.
Why do we need labels? Why do we care whether he's gay or not? Why can't everybody be
Vera leaking a lot of puss?
It'd be good to watch. That's why we want the hot ones to be gay. Like, yeah, come on, the hot ones need to be gay.
There's a lot.
I said Vera licking a lot of puss. I said that's, you know, I didn't see that one coming.
There's actually a line from
fire truck. Woo. Like, sorry. Eat me on your daughter's fire truck.
I promise I'll let you know.
Christina's trying to speak.
There's a line from The Office where Creed is saying, like, you know, in the 70s he lived a lot, or the 60s or the 70s. He goes, I went to a lot of concerts. He goes, was in a lot of mud puddles. He goes, a lot of men and women slid in and out. He goes, well, you would never know. You have sex with this one and that one.
Oh, dear.
You gotta stop labeling each other.
Yeah, I'm all about it. I think you gotta try a little bit of everything to really know what, you know, where you're at. Like,
yeah, you don't know you're gay until you suck a dick.
Right?
Right?
Well, no, I do not consider a dick that I sucked in a gay activity.
You don't know you're you know, you don't know if you're straight unless you eat a
vagina. Sorry. This is true. I couldn't do it.
So we'll go from one What's hugely surprising breakup to another not so surprising breakup. Bijou Phillips has announced she's divorcing Danny Masterson. Huge.
Aww,
I can't believe she's not going to stand by her man.
after China
stood by him, she doesn't need to.
Oh, how bad. That's a bad color on them, isn't it? Like that.
It's a bad color.
And then China Phillips was online going, everyone please pray for Danny Masters, and I'm like, China.
No. What's his fucking Mila?
Yeah.
Yeah, they took it back though.
Oh, that's too late. They laid a dollar short.
They apologized, right? They did something.
He started a fucking sex trafficking fucking charity. He had to resign from it.
How do you have
a sex trafficking charity that you founded and you support a fucking rapist? I mean, allegedly. But he's been accused.
Not allegedly. Yeah.
Right. I was going to say convicted. I couldn't get the word.
What about the guy who did the big movie that the Christians were all flocking to about supposedly this hunter who saved all these white children from trafficking, who actually funneled none of that money to trafficking causes? That all of that money was paid out in salaries to people on his charity?
This is why I don't give money. This is why I don't give money to charity. Like, we have like
money to anybody.
The Red Cross. The Red Cross in Australia, they like go around doing door knock appeals to help the homeless. I'm like, look at their taxes. Look at the amount of money that goes missing from all these fucking.
Charities I'll never give to.
Well, it's like the Salvation Army or whatever. I think it was that Salvation Army. You know, years ago, it was like 10 cents of every dollar actually goes to a charity.
Not to mention that Salvation Army is very anti-gay and funds conversion camps. No, Salvation Army.
Nope, Christina.
Yeah, that's
not Christian. You like the Salvation Army, Christina?
No.
Alien shop?
No. There was a legal matter that the bank had to handle with them. It was huge. It went on for years. At least two and a half years. I mean, I worked with the accounts and everything. It was awful. You don't even want to know.
No, there. I mean,
the other end of it.
The Marjorie Comen, whatever that breast cancer Comen Foundation. They're like 15% of every
Susan
on every dollar goes Susan, to actually fund.
We had one right in town.
And the rest is admin. You know.
Really.
Really.
We had one right in town that went on for a few years that nobody ever knew where the money went to.
Where's the money going? And it's sometimes it's just it's just a bad, like, good intentions, bad decisions. Have we been following Drew Barrymore's saga?
Oh, Drew can kiss my union ass.
Yeah, Drew. Bad flex, babe. Like, she decided that she was going to come back and do the show live, but not use writers and da 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 da. Then she got picketed against, and then she made an apology, and then everyone made fun of her apology, so she took her apology down. It's just like, consistency anywhere, but that's how out of touch.
These people are both going to cross the picket line and come back in some writerless format.
I mean, okay, so I understand, but at the same time, how many people are employed by these shows?
That are out of work.
And how many of those people are also union employees who won't cross the picket line? And that's why Bill Maher had to back down. Not because of the blowback, because he doesn't give a rat's ass what we think. He's sitting on $14 million fortune. $40 million fortune.
Well, he got blowback
from the union cameramen and the union lighting people and the union workers who would have to go back to his show and be forced to cross the picket line or get fired.
And I don't know if that's what happened with Drew. And I mean, if that's whatever, that's fine. I don't know.
So what I heard, my friend listens to like some podcast that like Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, all those nighttime stars are on, right? Is Jimmy Kimmel going back on and he's paying his whole staff, or was it Jimmy Fallon? It was one of the Jimmys that they are fronting the payroll for these people, or they are paying these people who aren't working, one of the two.
And Jimmy Kimmel are doing a weekly podcast where all the proceeds are going to pay for their writers who are on strike.
That's what it is to support
the writers.
So they're not obligated to work, is what she's saying.
Right.
Is doing stand-up shows to pay for his striking cast.
Wow, our
team members.
It just seems very tone deaf for someone that is obviously a part of SAG as well. Well, she'd have to be. She's grandfathered into SAG.
Okay for her to go back,
but there's still, you've got to read the room, and that speaks about how out of touch some people really are with the day to day of the people that work for them.
You have to hear the conversations that are being had by management. Management is saying, we can wait you out. You will lose your house if you don't give up the strike. You know, the conversation from management is really horrible. And I can't help but believe that they're putting pressure on these hosts to go get back to work because they're losing millions. I haven't turned on a late night show since the strike started. Why? I've seen them before. Why do I need to watch them?
Well, I think part of the worry is too, is that, you know, daytime, it was already a dying breed. So we may just kill all these people's television shows and none of these people may have jobs to go back to.
The talk's going off now, isn't it? The talk said the other day that they're going to go off air.
They're not coming back.
So the view's still going, which surprises me.
They didn't have writers at all.
Yeah, but still, so, I would think that someone like Whoopi Goldberg might be a bit more.
They were the first one to come back, and they didn't have writers, so it was okayed, and they didn't really get any bullshit for it. But I mean, this could definitely change the whole canvas of none of these shows that come back at all.
COVID's already changed it.
There's shows being cancelled now because it'll be too much money. A League of Their Own was cancelled without them even letting the creators or the cast know. They made an announcement. Is it worth all
these people losing their job?
If you can pay a fucking PGA 6 points on a $1 billion movie, that's $65 million on one fucking movie, which all they did was sign some papers, then you can pay the fucking writer an extra 80 cents an hour.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you.
They can't do it. This is not the fault of the striking workers. This is the fault of the exploitative management.
Of the people.
I'm not disagreeing at all. I totally agree with you. I think it's absolute bullshit. I think they all should get streaming residuals. I think
the day one's
been absolutely fucking rigged. I think they all should get what they want. I think the studios, I think Bob Iger's fucked. You know what I mean? I think they're all just fucking greedy.
Absolutely.
But I am worried, though, it's going to fuck everybody in the long run.
Do you know what the AI...
They've never got themselves to blame, though.
Do you understand what the AI battle is for SAG-AFTRA?
Oh, that's scary as shit.
If you show up for a callback and they give you $1,000 for one day of work and all they do is photograph your face, they will use your face in that movie without ever paying you a residual, without ever paying you any money at all, and make
in billions. One of the things I was going to apply for on Backstage. It was for an extra in one of the movies. Backstage, back page, whatever the fuck it is. Whatever it is. Okay, it was to be an extra, and it was they had your image in perpetuity.
In perpetuity. That's
for fucking $250 goddamn dollars.
No way. Yes,
exactly. Wow.
I was like,
there was
not a snowball's chance in hell. Would I ever sign something like that?
Yeah.
There's an actor from India who just successfully sued a movie theater because he is a Bollywood star in Indian cinema, and they have been using his face in American movies without his permission and without any residuals. He just successfully won it today. I think his name is Anil Kapoor, but I could be wrong. I could be misremembering that. You know, these are bullshit.
Where's Crispin Glover when you need him?
Exploitation.
We've got eight people. Well, we're going to go to, look, this news broke while I was in the UK, and I am really not surprised that Russell Brand is a creep. Is anyone surprised that this guy is
absolutely shocked.
Can we just have a list of the names that are supporting him? Lawrence Fox, Andrew Tate, and Elon Musk.
God.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he always gave me eepy, creepy, like bad touch vibes. Even back at like, it was like, oh, he's so funny. And I bought a DVD of, I think I watched half of it. Went, this is just not like, there's something off.
Rosie
there's something weird
loved
about
him.
But yeah, like,
Sarah Marshall, whatever the
Sarah. Yes, forgetting Sarah Marshall. That was hilarious.
Look at how quickly all these people are like, oh yeah, well I told him I was gonna. Kristen Bell's like, I told him I was gonna punch him out. Rah rah rah. His close friend Daniel Sloss has come out. And he's the only male comedian that will stand up and go, this guy's a problem, and he was my friend. Like,
the way he would talk on chat shows, he was combative, he was argumentative, he was narcissistic, he was all over the place. He was a jerk.
Right, wow. But that Kristen Bell story is not new. That's been out forever. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. But we're only listening now. Like, do you know what I mean? It was all well and good when he was like, "Oh, I'm saucy and I'm British," and then this has been an underlying thing for a long time. And I've always had the ick. Like, he's always given me the ick for some reason, and it's like justifiable that, you know, people like Danny Minogue are coming out like. Even Katy Perry, I think there must be an NDA in place there for sure.
Oh, 100%. Come on.
Because I'm sure she has. Like, did you ever watch the Katy Perry documentary where like he broke up with her and she had to go on stage and whatnot?
No.
That was dramatic. Like, she was
horrible.
She was like heaving sobs in a chair, and then literally they painted over her tears and she went up in a lift.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, find out you're getting a divorce via like a text message, and it's like, hi girl, go with dance. No wonder she's broken. Like, this is this is what happens to good little minister's daughters.
She missed. What's that fucking song she did where she loved him more than she missed
Kissed
him?
A girl?
She missed him more than she loved him.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
Always roar.
Should we
Yeah.
I didn't get the chance to talk to you guys about it, but, you know, they're out and about. What did we think about?
Oh, stop!
What is up with the homeboy's fucking hair? What
I think they need a group stylist.
I love it.
They need a group stylist.
I don't give a fuck what they're wearing. I don't give a fuck what their hair fucking looks like. All I give a shit is that they are all fucking together, and I had the same exact fucking reaction as Taylor, and it was just amazing. I swear to God, I was in my chair going, oh my God. Oh my God, are they going to sing? Oh my God, what is happening? Like, I was shitting my fucking pants. Like, and I really would give my left tit to fucking see them perform.
Do you want me to give you the bad news?
They're not performing, obviously.
This is all pre-planned promo for
Justin's trolls moving. I know.
No, Justin's new solo album that comes out next year.
Oh, it was a solo album. All right. Solo.
Justin's trying a brand refresh and soft relaunch after he was found, you know, fingering some girl that wasn't his wife and, you know, was forced to apologize to Janet Jackson and Britney Spears and that last album. So Justin's doing the public he's like, hey, remember when you loved Justin Timberlake? Yes. This is it. But
yes,
girl, did you hear the new song with Timbaland and Nelly Furtado?
I did.
It's horrible.
It's not good.
You want to relaunch your career off that, bruh? I'm like, you used to bring sexy back, and now you can't find a song if it hit in the face. Like,
it's not awful. It's just, it's awful. Not like, awful. I don't know. It's weird.
Can you really bring sexy back after a certain age?
No, he can.
Can I bring to a let's look at everyone again.
I take it. What happened to JC's face?
I don't know.
Lance and Justin are the only two that still look okay.
You know? Do you know what the majority of comments have been about?
Lance?
Joey Fatone getting fat.
Chris and Joey aren't really ready to be on tour. Do you know the irony of that? Do you know the irony of that? They're the ones that perform the most out of all of them.
Really? They're
constantly performing. They go around together and do shows.
Yep.
They are constantly performing, whereas and Justin Joey, Timberlake
got his own movie career.
Yeah, Joey's got TV. Joey's got, like, I don't think they're that worried. Like, and it's like you're worried about. I don't know.
He's listening to the song. It's in the club, right? It's called In the Club or some shit like that.
We're coming up or we're going up or something like that or something going up. Yeah.
Oh, right. Keep on going up. Right.
It's bad, Jeffrey. It's bad. Look, I don't know any of these people as well for this.
I was thinking of the other one.
You know these guys, don't see. You know InSync. But it's just, it's very interesting. Like, brand refresh, let's see. Let's go. It's like, maybe not.
Yeah, it isn't that big. I forgot it was that song. It's not the other song. But I think she's just on.
So we'll, her new song with Dom Dolla is good. Eat Your Man.
Yes.
That song. That's a bop. Nelly Furtado is on the right train. Nelly's on the right train, but it's not with Justin. Justin's obviously the, unreliable one. Darling, you're too young. That's why. I thought you... Okay, you're a baby. That's why you don't know who these people are.
26! I
know. 26.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sleep.
To be 26. It's late. Stop it. I know. But, you know, but the interesting thing, for this troll song, which was originally a Justin song, that he's like, I'll get InSync on it. Like, that song's been finished for ages. Like, that song was ready for the movie. They're like, and now they're doing, like, the hot ones, you know, where they eat the wings. Have you watched that yet, Chris?
Yeah. Yes, I saw that.
What, apparently they've all been into RCA as well and had a meeting. So I refuse to believe there's nothing happening. I think they're waiting to see how Justin's going to be received by himself again. And if it's not red hot, you watch midway through next year. NSYNC will be back. There's so much goodwill. I'm surprised at how much goodwill there is for an NSYNC comeback. It's like all over TikTok, all over Facebook.
We need it.
They're going to save the world.
They are.
They will.
Unions will save the world.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
In sync.
Did you?
It is.
They'll end the strike and they'll end world hunger, right. And they'll fix the next election.
You'll see. It'll be bigger than Taylor's tour. You'll see.
You, you know who's upset You'll about say. It?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Fucking 98 degrees, man, because they're getting hot in here.
They ain't no fucking doctor. I don't mean
98 degrees of touring now.
They said they stole their fucking thunder.
Good. Nobody needs them.
They had one song, right? But there is another rumors of another comeback.
Destiny's See, that would be Sword. Interesting.
As a five piece.
Wouldn't that be some shit? If
because this all came from Beyonce mentioning all five members on stage at her birthday, which she has never done before. Never. On TikTok, there was someone noticed that the Destiny's Child official website has been under construction and has new credits for next year. In it, saying that there's a relaunch and there's it's their 25th anniversary. So
can't see my bills.
I think we need. I'm ready for some Destiny's Child. I'm ready for a bop.
Listen, I have not been able to get down with Beyonce since whatever that album was, the Irreplaceable on it. That was the last one that me and her got down with. Ever since then, I was out.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be interesting to see her come back to a more pop sound as well. Like, she owns everything else. I want another.
I don't know about her and her Lemonade. She could keep.
I gotta say, yeah, Single Lady. There are a lot of songs on the radio that I'm just like, no, no, no. Like when I hear it, like
no, I can do Single Lady.
No, I didn't mind.
No, turn it off. Oh my god, I can't fucking stand it. It was one of those songs I actually requested at my wedding to not be played. I'm like, this is a do not playlist. You dare fuck it, I will murder you. Like,
wow.
I hate Single Ladies. Oh my god.
I would rather it be the Liza Minnelli version.
You thought her knees were gonna crack during that.
Liza, God love her. I love Liza.
She's gonna die,
y'all. I'm gonna need a national day of mourning where Real we just soon. Want step and eight. Great movie.
You gotta get a wig and a dress or something.
You guys ever watch Step and Out?
Like Chelsea.
Jeffrey, have you seen Step and Out? With Liza Minnelli? You're a
bad
guy.
I watched whatever the episode was or something with her and that gay guy on VH1 or whatever it was.
Vera, you've never seen Stepping Out?
I did see it years ago, but I'd rewatch it to do a assigned seating if you
want. I think if you haven't watched...
I'm not watching that fucking shit.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we have noticed people apparently love us watching rom-coms. Yeah. our review of Red, I'm White, Royal it. Blue has gone off. So if there's something you would like us to watch, please let us know. I am the rom-com standout. I'm holding off. Look, we will.
I watch good movies. Let's
go. We will definitely watch Dirty Dancing, but I want it to be closer to when the sequel comes out, so there's hype around it.
When is the sequel coming out?
Album. Well, who knows now?
Moonstruck before the Christmas album.
Wait, isn't Patrick Swayze dead?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's so life after Swayze. Because they're like, oh, her nose is not her nose anymore, and her love of life's not her love of life anymore. You know, it's about moving on. It's about Stella. It's like how Stella got her groove back for white people. It's like sad white women of a certain age need a second lease on love. That's a really awkward segue, but it's time for Vera Vent.
That was awful.
You know what? Okay, V.
So you're okay.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, Vent.
Oh, kids. this week we got the horrible, sad, bad, awful news that Rupert Murdoch is stepping down from Fox News. I know that my tears just sucked right back up into my head. Satan's dead, hell's freezing over. Let's talk a little bit about Captain Rupert, shall we? This motherfucker started his career in Adelaide. He inherited the family newspaper. And from that little newspaper, he did successfully build himself a fabulously successful company. And he owns, to this day, 60% of all Australian media. And while he was starting his company, he targeted the Labour Party in Australia. He has made his fortune by putting down Labour. And then in the 70s, he bought the News of the World in Great Britain and turned it in the hottest place under the sun, page 3, topless news. And Rupert again kept building that fortune. He tried to move into broadcast journalism while he was in the UK, but that was stymied, even though he successfully took on the Labour Party there. And he fought the printing unions. You know, I've got a theme tonight. We're all about the unions. Took on the printing unions in Wapping and beat them. Bastard. He's also considered to be one of the driving forces in Brexit, that far right-wing hate-filled movement. But shortly after his foray into British television took a nosedive, he started courting Ronald Reagan, the brand new president of the United States, because at that time we had something in place called the Fairness Doctrine. And those of you who listen know that I like the Fairness Doctrine and feel like it needs to be back in place. And part of the Fairness Doctrine said, no foreign citizen can hold any American media. And Ronald Reagan let that go so that his buddy could create the Fox Channel of Entertainment. And this son of a bitch, this evil bastard, created Fox Entertainment, Channel 68. And he made a television network that targeted Black people, people of color, living color, single life, the hell is his name? The Black talk show host. I can't think of his name. God damn it, it sucks to get old. Anyway, that took off like gangbusters. He made lots of money. And then he created Fox News, and he was told he couldn't do it because the three major news, ABC, NBC, and CBS, had a lock on the news. But he was going to do it different. He was going to do it for the right wing, for the conservatives. He was going to make sure it was fair and balanced for the conservatives. And since then, he's been sued to the tune of $7 or $8 billion across 3 or 4 continents, including a $1 billion settlement in Great Britain for phone hacking, including the hacking of a phone of a 17-year-old murder victim. He's been sued in Australia. Your Prime Minister Turnbull considers him an enemy of the state. And here in this country, he has single-handedly promoted Donald Trump, taken steps against labor, and promoted so much hate and racism that this country is divided and ugly place to be. I can't tell you that I'm sorry to see Rupert go. I just gotta tell you, I don't have a lot of hope for Lachlan. So keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we're going from the devil we know to the devil we don't. But Rupert, hell's waiting for you, fucker. Bye!
Vera, this is for you.
Yes, it is me.
Sally, you did. Oh, God love you, Sally Field. God love everyone for joining us today. Thank, look, the internet connection's held out. I'm in a hotel. It's been good. Everything's fine. I love it. It's been all good. All going according to plan. I'll be back in back down under next week, where we can resume, you know, all the craziness of whatever's going to happen. Something's happening tomorrow, apparently. Have you not heard?
Rapture?
September 23rd. Yeah, I know, right?
The rapture?
Earth or shift.
That missed.
What's happening tomorrow?
Something.
Like what?
I'm not going TikTok. Something's happening. Like next week.
What are you talking about?
Something will happen. But if you want to do us a favor,
I would love. Katie McCarthy is going to do a show.
I would love, even the people on the panel, if you haven't already. So we are available as an audio podcast, but we need some reviews, guys. We need you to hit some stars. We need you to like us and do all that kind of stuff because it helps. So make sure you go to either Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Blog Talk Radio, or TuneIn and give us some stars, send us some love and just be like, yo, Uncensored Radio, we're the bomb. We will review some more movies if you like, if you want us to. Go check out our YouTube channel, people. We're getting more subscribers on YouTube. Crazy YouTube, Uncensored Radio. Jeffrey's on TikTok. Oh, what? That's Instagram. Yeah, that happens as well. But what about TikTok and my Uncensored Jeffrey? Basically, he lives his life. He lives his life like we live ours. And we would like to thank you for joining us. We don't have a Discord. We're not that cool. Maybe you need to talk to us and let us know how to do Discord. What the hell is
Discord?
That's what Discord's the kids do, Jeff. Dogs is the 26-year-old. It's a gaming Discord. It's Discord. Oh, that's a dumb joke. We're going to end it there. I don't think we can top that. So Christina wins this week. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week on Uncensored Radio UCR Live. Bye.
Fucking right. That'll never fucking happen.
I know it. Picture this one.
Hell could freeze over, but look, I found Discord. Ooh, you